haven't seen it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Yoko.
My name is Max.
I'm Nick.
We're not going to introduce Oscar.
Yeah, we're stuck here with a lonely guest again.
Because it'll just be silence if we do introduce him. So it'll be like, nothing's changed.
It'll be like, I'm Oscar. I'm fresh.
You guys can't see, but you probably can hear it through the podcast. I sound fresh as fuck.
I emanate freshness.
Fucking has like car fresheners all around and shit. Like, I'm fucking fresh as fuck.
What is he fucking from? Was that Tommy Boy? Or you seen Tommy Boy, right? When he's going to they're supposed to save the company. And he's like sitting in a cab car and he's like,
I have not seen Tommy Boy.
Really? No one's seen Tommy Boy?
I don't think I have.
I'll download it tonight and watch it.
But what I have seen is Oscar not work out in gym clothes.
Still sitting in gym clothes.
He's getting mad right now.
he's mad because we accused him of Cheeto eating too.
He's eating these fucking chips.
Okay, tell me if he keeps saying he wasn't eating chips. Tell me, why is there fucking chips directly under you?
He still has directly under you. Red in his teeth.
He got caught red too.
Max
bitch.
Brings some chips like for you guys, and then Mr. Healthy Oscar like, I don't eat that shit.
But he fucking
he's stuffing them up his mouth, and then Max comes up. And then I was doing it too.
He took a crack at the Thin Mints too.
And then Max comes like, I'm like, oh, we ate them, and I was like, oh, I didn't eat shit.
Not only that, he got like three slices of pizza.
And he got another three slices too.
What'd you eat before you got here? A sandwich?
What was your pregame meal?
Breadsticks.
Honestly, a lot of stuff.
Just some ice I found in my freezer. No one can hear you. I don't know why you're talking. People don't know.
Lazy as fuck at a protein shake. That's like me having a protein shake to wake up in the morning to fucking do nothing.
Wait, protein shake? What the fuck?
You're not working out.
You're not
building muscle mass. What'd you do? Tell me. He started staring at my pictures.
All right, how many reps of that?
He was watching Cops.
I did.
Cops. He's sweating watching Cops.
Four reps of looking at
Yoga. You know what? Seriously, there's new Cops, though. Cops Reloaded, right? I caught that shit. I was laughing.
Reloaded?
Yeah.
Damn.
Back with the
boys are back. Stop right there. Stop. Stop resisting.
Actually, I got a I Love Cop sticker on my MacBook now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Show it to us.
Okay. I Love Cops.
At least he doesn't say he loves cocks.
I love cocks too, but I don't promote it. I bought it because I thought it said I love cocks. You're right.
I'll throw people off.
I have an extra one at my house.
I love roosters. What the fuck is your problem?
They're my they're fucking
favorite
funny.
Farm animal. You ever seen them?
They wake you up.
There was a skate team in my middle school named Team Rooster. Remember them? They rejected you, Oscar.
They rejected Oscar from joining.
There was a skate team at our middle school too, because the guy who ran the after school skate program, he had all the pro skate there.
After school skate program?
Yeah, they had an after school like session and shit like that. Jeff Raleigh went a couple of times. Jamie Thomas was there.
I didn't know that. Oscar, shut up. Skate club.
That's pretty dope. Thing is, they had a skate crew, and apparently it was the stupidest thing. You had to have high socks to be in it.
Wait, yet.
I'm not shitting. Yeah, because all the Baker guys, like under their skinny jeans, would have fucking high socks.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not shitting you.
Baker.
Who?
Did you see Terry Kennedy's new tattoo?
No, I haven't seen his new
Terry Kennedy, legit, Baker for life. He has Baker all on his arm. Like, super jumbo, almost all the way down to his wrist.
Didn't he also get Death Wish on his face or something? Or
yeah.
Who was that? That was him, huh?
Yeah, I think so. He has the ice cream shit on his, somewhere on him, too. His shoes. You know he's on Super now?
Terry Kennedy. Yeah. Oh, Terry.
That was dope when we first saw him, Viva La Bam, Compton Ass Terry.
Yeah.
A black dude from
Baker. You know he got shot in the jaw, right?
Recently?
Like 5-6 years ago, he got shot in the jaw, and that's he had to have like a like custom cast or some shit.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Now
he got shot in the jaw in fucking Compton at a party.
That's where Oscar likes to go party. There in Fullerton.
Those flyer party. Oh, still repping that Fullerton. When was the last time you went there? 5 years ago?
He said a couple months ago.
He goes to like the chuntiest night of a cool bar. He goes to a cool bar, but he goes. But he goes when, like, all the super Mexican kids go.
Hey, it's Mexico night.
What, it's fucking Willie from ASAU there?
It's like when, it's like, he also goes to, like, when all the Mexican people go at Down and Out.
Here, hold this.
Down and Out. Is that your favorite place to go, Oscar?
No, it's not my favorite place to go.
It's my second favorite place to go.
No, they're not chunty people at Fullerton.
Don't make fun of his people, everyone.
Those are your people.
The next, he's the Chavez right here.
Leave my. All right, now I get the mic, so you don't have to listen to Oscar anymore.
Because Nick was pulling
so
out.
So did you guys see the new Batman game trailer?
Oh, the new Batman trailer?
Batman Arkham Knight.
Is it next gen?
Yeah, it's only next gen. Oh, I mean, current gen.
Oh, yeah, for you guys.
The future is now.
It's only now.
I need to jump on that shit, though. I'm going to get it at the Cuerda Sal.
Oh, yeah, you got payments. Credit, huh?
I'm gonna pay credit.
Can you put my name down? Yeah. I'll back you up. I'm down.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it. Tight.
Wait, so I already have fucking
PS4.
Whatever you want.
I want to get PS4.
Back you down. I seriously, like, friends that were friends. Uh-huh. Still fucking people calling me like, oh, do you know fucking so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. They go, are they good for money? No, they're fucking delinquents. Fuck them. Just because I'm not friends with them anymore, it's like, their fucking fault, dude.
He owes me $40. Fuck him.
I think that's the one dude. He bought a new iPod. And, like, recently, he just called me, like, a month ago. And I was like, damn, I just gave you guys a good $300 for you to shit down the drain. And they're like, oh, is he good for you? I was like, nah, he owes me money. He's like,
okay. I think if you're going to lend money to your friends, you should only lend an amount that you wouldn't care if you got it back.
That's some financial advice from Yoko.
Because, you know, Max still owes me.
You owe me a scissors dinner.
I owed him.
I remember someone called me out because I didn't, it was a band called Celador. I was supposed to practice with them. They're a sign band.
El Salvador.
And
with the X's?
It's a weird, weird.
El Salvador X.
No, it's called Celador. They're assigned a metal blade. And apparently, ooh, I bailed on a practice, and they fucking charged me for the practice room. Like, it was my fucking room. And they did it all big shit on Facebook. They're like, oh, you owe us money. And, like, I went to reply. I'm like, okay, fucking, what do I owe you guys? Like, $15? You guys are fucking big metal blade band. Like, now they're not doing anything. They're playing cafes in Texas.
Is Metal Blade still on top of the metal world?
I doubt it. That's probably, like, Roadrunner or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say what's metal these days? I mean, fucking Black Veil Brides get passed off as metal. They were talking shit at Golden Globes. I was surprised no one didn't fucking beat their ass.
I seen that shit. They were
Black
booed.
Veil Brides is that those guys that would wear, like, black
they're
stuff.
They're, like, it literally is a modern-day Motley Crue.
Okay.
And, like, I never got the fucking thrash kids who were like, oh, yeah, fuck hardcore, but I like glam. It's like, might as well say you like dick and balls, too. Like, that's all you're fucking looking at.
Dick and balls sounds like
maybe
a
I do,
guy.
Maybe I don't. What's it to you, straight ass?
Right?
Is that how they talk?
Yeah.
just out of awesome. 40
that's
every...
spot on?
Dude, if they all he has to say is badass and we need a 40.
Dude, that's pretty badass.
Yep.
I need a 40?
That's it.
That's what all the punks need.
You guys want to drink a
40? Hey, did we already talk shit about that fucking... that East LA backyard thing? Did we talk about that?
We did, I think.
Like, I don't remember.
Cause the YouTube ad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I never seen it, but
it was the Vans thing? Yeah, like I fucking ran into one
is
of the
it
kids.
Worth watching?
No, fuck no. One is not worth watching because none of those kids are punk. Like, the funny thing is like, it's funny, they're all like, well, from what I remember when I was fucking, there was like legit punk bands. Like, the punk bands I'm pretty sure they're showing are the punk bands we played with that are just so full of shit. They were like the guys that like didn't like punk. Like, they only like oi punk, which makes no sense because.
Oi punk is punk to them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're the guys
oi
that
punk is like the lowest of punk, though.
Yeah, oi punk is like the punk you can play because you never learn how to play an instrument. That's oi punk.
But it's a fashion show.
Yeah, that's what I never
yeah,
got.
That's what it is.
That's what I never got because all those guys are like, oh, fucking keep punk alive. I'm like, why? So you can fucking wear more casualty shirts and fucking right. Like spike your hair. Like, I just ran into one of those kids and it was pretty funny because like he was bragging about it because we were playing a thrash band I used to play for. We have a show at the fucking House Lounge. And I was just hanging out with my singer, and I ran into, well, he ran into, he's like, yeah, getting fucking big coverage by Vans. I'm like, no one gives a shit about you. Like, no one's going to remember your name. Like, they said his fucking shit. Nickname. I was like, your name's Nacho, dude. Chill the fuck out. Like, Nacho. Everybody's going to remember Nacho? Yeah. You just look like another fucking brown kid from East LA.
Nacho Day, Nacho.
I want to be named a nickname, but after food.
Pizza?
Pizza face.
Pizza face.
Did you ever get did you have acne in high school?
Yeah,
did you criticize for it?
I've had acne since 7th grade. Yeah, but I didn't care.
Maybe you never got called pizza face though?
I called myself like pizza face.
Well, they weren't created then.
They called me Rocky Road face.
Oh, fucking that's stupid.
Yeah, I remember her name Debbie. I even told her like, no, like I'm more of a pizza face. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not
black.
You
got offended?
Like, you call me pizza face. You call me right. Like, I'm not fucking black. Like, you can't call me fucking Rocky Road face.
Racist?
She's like, whoa. Oscar's acne cleared up. I thought I was never gonna clear
up. What's your
up.
Secret, Oscar?
He stopped letting guys
that's
shoot in his face.
Because he started putting cum in his face.
Bring out the black light.
It's Oscar. It's
every
two shot Oscar.
After he masturbated, he just put cum all over his face.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm down just to try one spot on my cheek, just to see.
I thought
works.
It gave you acne.
I
took cum. It away.
Well, look at your girlfriend's face. Like,
it's all good? Inside, bro. I'm not.
Tight.
Sean the Pill. Hey. Win, right?
Win.
Get a high five, everyone.
No, Yoko doesn't get high fives. Wait, where's my drink?
He's too far away, that's why.
I'm good low fives.
Oscar, give me a low five. Glad that he stayed loyal to the seat.
Right?
He's never
He hasn't moved.
Yeah, he just stays there.
When I choose a seat, like in class, that was my seat when I go like.
He fought Johnny for that seat, too. He made him sit on the floor.
Johnny, get off my seat. Hey, nerd. Reminds me of high
seat
school.
Seat check-in still?
Hey, bro, that's my seat.
Does it have your name on it?
Oh, have you guys ever seen like a cholo like want to fight another guy for a seat?
Yeah,
that's just fun.
I saw a cholo fight a guy for ketchup at Jack in the Box.
Oh shit!
On Mott, dude, like Jack in the Box had the go on. What was you saying? Fight over a seat.
That's the guy who was arguing was the first time I ever heard the lahudo, like using in context.
What the fuck is that?
The lahudo, like I promise you.
Oh okay.
And then he did the thing like with his lips. He was like, "I'm gonna catch you slipping, Holmes. Watch." The lahudo.
He took that shit hood. Kept it real and shit.
The other guy's like, oh shit.
The lahudo.
Lahudo por Dios.
He brings out like his cross and shit.
The rosary and shit?
Yeah, starting saying his prayers.
I never got why people got that tattooed and still wear it. It's like, fucker, you have one on permanently. Do you really need another one?
Double protection, man. You know, the streets are fucking crazy.
I got it.
What was your story?
Oh, I was the Jack in the Box on Mott and Cesar Chavez. They have a late night window, or they used to, where you can just walk up to the side, like when the seating area is already closed. And I shit you not, like some guy asked for ketchup, and there's always just people like by the window. It's kind of like a desk, not like a desk. It's kind of like an eating area. You can kind of put your food on it, and they give you your food there. So I guess some guy was eating, and he asked for ketchup, and the guy just put it out. And it wasn't so much as like I saw like some guy going, "Hey, like that's my fucking ketchup," as some guy got his ass beat for ketchup, because like I guess the cholo asked for ketchup, and the guy like I guess he wasn't looking, and the guy just put ketchup out, and the guy that was eating there like just grabbed the ketchup, and the cholo turned around and was like, "My fucking ketchup," and just decked him. And then he
swing first, ask questions later.
Dude, he got like stomped in for 5 minutes, and all I heard was, "Oh, fucking ketchup, bitch! I want it on my fries." I was like. I like turned around. I was like, "Ah, fuck this! What happened to his buttermilk? Like, would he died or like didn't get berries by sauce?"
Yoko would kill for buttermilk.
Nah, hot sauce.
The hot sauce from Jack's.
Or that just and any? Taco Bell.
Which one?
Taco Bell sauce is tight.
Huh? Which one from
the
Taco Bell?
One.
The fire.
I chill with mild.
The motherfucking fire.
You chose
yo.
Mild.
I chill with mild.
I chose whatever's there. I don't give a shit.
Nah, I
like the green one though.
I fire because I felt like a big boss getting the fire and shit.
Do you read the thing that's on your hot sauce? You know, how it always has like a sign.
I do read it. I do read it.
These are funny as fuck though.
Some of them are funny. I had a friend who got one and with no sauce in it.
What?
Yeah, fucking funny. It was like air filled though. Like
it wasn't as bad. I think it was Daisy's sister.
And it's that big surprise.
I think it was Daisy's sister or someone that she knew cracked open a fortune cookie like after they finished eating at an Asian restaurant, and I guess they were supposed to be eating chicken. Shit you not, the thing says that wasn't chicken on the fortune cookie. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, you're fucked up now.
You just ate dog. Like.
More dog for you. More dog. Yum, yummy. Yummy, yummy, tum, tum. More dog. Someone's gonna be listening. That's great. Mo yum yum.
You see that meme, right?
Which one?
It's a fucking Asian restaurant and a dog hospital.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
The fucking dog's like, it looks suspicious.
I took a video like because at this Chinese place I go to KK's.
Yeah.
Right next to there's a dog hospital. Oh, yeah. So like. Looks like we get better meat now.
That's all. I always threaten like. My Nina's dog, because she has American Bulldog. I love those dogs to death. They're fucking huge. Whenever they start acting up, like, I'll just yell, "I'm gonna fucking sell you to Koreans!" Like,
no!
Get a free meal out of all of it. So
I completely forgot what I was gonna say.
Well, what'd you do this weekend, Yoko?
I don't remember. Party on, dude. No, I don't think I did anything.
Everybody surprised about that rain?
Oh, I. Yeah, my roof started leaking. I had to go up there and like fix that shit.
I was losing my shit because we were losing service, like satellite service during the fucking King game. I was going ape shit, and then we just ended up watching the Warriors.
Warriors come out and play. What I did this weekend, I got two pet rats. That's what I did.
What did you name them?
I don't know if they're chicks
Bonnie
or
and Clyde.
Dudes yet. I actually,
Ebony and Ivory.
I was gonna name him Bonnie and Clyde if it was a boy and a girl.
Yeah, all right. I thought you were gonna go Winchester.
Huh?
You just name him Dean and Sam.
Sam and Dean. Oh, that'd be pretty cool too.
It's original.
Pinky
and the Brain?
Sam.
Ooh.
Nah.
Ren and Snippy.
Cat dog. Going down. How does theme song go? Who's Little Stuart?
Oh, fuck that rat. Stuart Little.
Oh, Stuart Little. Same
shit. Isn't the kid, the fucking Jonathan Lipnicki, isn't he an MMA fighter now?
Oh, he's like some buff ass dude, huh?
Yeah. Speaking of fucking like kids that had weird
childhoods. Your rat's dead.
You know what got leaked besides Jeanette McCurdy's nudes?
Huh? What?
Fucking Drake Bell's dick.
I gotta see this. Hold on.
I don't. You know what creeped me out even more? I don't know why fucking. I think it was Carrie, had it like on standby on his phone. Like he literally wanted to get to practice. Like, look what I found. I'm like, I wanted to be like, are you staring at a guy's dick for like 5 minutes?
Hey, I gotta know if it's bigger than mine.
Yeah, him and Justin been talking, huh?
Dick Talk 2014.
Drake Bell, dick.
You know what I don't get? If that's like not tagging on a max. If you're literally trying to insult someone saying your dick's bigger than everybody else, do you have problems? Like, is it your insecurity that you need to tell everybody that your dick's huge because it's really small? Like, I never got that.
I don't know. I need to talk to Justin.
Is it this one?
No. I think it's a fruit. There's one where you can see you can see his asshole in the other one.
Can't wait. I'll put Drake Bell leaked. I'm Googling it. Leaked.
Someone bing it. We'll see who goes faster. This is the ultimate test right now.
Who gets dick pics faster?
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. He's got a cold hard 6 inches.
That was a review for Drake Bell's
same size.
That was the first ever cock view.
Oscar serving pizza for his Oscar Max. Same shit. You both have acne.
They stopped taking shots of the face.
He's got the secret, but he doesn't want to tell me.
Come, I told you already.
Come. He just smears it all over his mouth.
It's my cum, all right?
All right, give it to me. Give me a jar.
Who the fuck puts out a jar of cum? Like
that's a lot of for him.
That's a lot of cum, dude.
Right? He'd be at it for a couple hours.
A couple hours.
He's like, "What are you doing? He's like, I jerk off today."
Jeanette. I guess Jeanette McCurdy broke up with her boyfriend.
You know, she said it was because he had poor kissing, and apparently her pictures got leaked.
Yeah,
which I find fucking bullshit because she only dated him for 2 weeks apparently.
It's not the big basketball dude.
Yeah, everybody's making a big deal about it. Like, oh, like how does that even work? I'm like,
she should have just gone out with me. I'm a nice guy. saw him.
Well, she's single now, so might as well take a whack at her.
I'm gonna go hit her up.
But she got a black dick in her, so you guys can. Go
she's up. Like 5'1", so I'm like 5'8", 5'8" and a half.
I mean,
if she's saying
that dude's a shitty kisser, I mean, I'm pretty sure he sucks in bed too.
Oscar,
I don't know.
You're a shitty kisser. Nah, I've heard good things about Oscar's
bed?
Kissing.
No, let's find out. Give me a kiss. I'll review it right now. Come on.
Ay, vos.
Fuck, no wonder.
No wonder he's mad.
I was about to drop a name, but nah. Woo! It's all
right, bro. Just grab that left titty and keep going.
No, but What happened recently was at my cousin's baby shower, Oscar saw his ex-girlfriend's dad.
Which ex-girlfriend? His only ex-girlfriend?
You've only had one girlfriend?
Melrose or Melanie? What was her name? Marisol, okay.
Marisol.
And then
was it fucking Autopsy's gargantuan sister?
No.
That's his other ex-girlfriend.
Fuck you, Yoko. Leave me to it. No, it's a comment. He said hi to him, and then I said, damn, like, did you enjoy fucking my daughter? And then he turned his head, and I think he heard. I'm pretending I didn't see him. And I changed the subject.
So that tree over there.
But he didn't tell me anything.
When's the last time when you date her? Like 5 years ago? 3 years ago? Who cares? I mean, how many guys have fucking tapped that now?
But that's his first. Aww. He texted me right after he lost his virginity. Because I texted him after I lost mine. I was like, I text Oscar, I'm a man now.
Did you for real?
Yes. we're the only two kids in high school that had cell phones, so.
No one else had text. Your flip phones?
We had the flip phones.
The razors or no?
Nah, before
and,
that.
And Verizon.
So ooh. We were the big V's.
Cause it was singular who had.
So Oscar lost his virginity in the park in the playhouse.
Like with Jenny?
Murray so.
Yeah. Like, why is it sticky?
So Max is lost in the pizza that I made. How's it?
It's bomb, but the cheese melted right off the pizza.
That's good. I mean, we've been having trouble with the cheese melting. I think it was just the cheese we're getting. We're not cooking it high enough. Hey, what were you going to talk about? You said you played a new game besides seeing the Arkham trailer?
Yeah.
The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2.
Can you get a spoiler-free review?
So you want the spoilers, all right. So
I know. I want to play it tonight.
You know, I only played it once, and it was because of Max. I downloaded it. That was when I first met Max, or when we first started talking a lot, he told me to download
like,
it.
You didn't feel like paying for the rest?
Yeah, I think I got it on my phone. I got it on my HTC. Oh, okay. And I remember just like, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get it. I probably still will buy it. I know Daisy will play it, maybe.
It was cool. You should, never mind. Because I was going to say, if you play on like on Mac or like PC, they're always on sale.
Oh, okay.
Like you can get the whole game.
Don't they have like the whole season I can just like go pick up like at
at
GameStop or anything?
Season yeah, it's probably like $15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go buy her that stupid, that fucking, for the PS3, that motion control shit.
The PS3?
Yeah, because the motion sensor and the wand, because my dad and my stepmom bought her a couple games for Christmas, and one of them, like, you need that, and I was just like, I kind of thought about it, I'm like, I trust my girlfriend, but I don't want it to be like one of them Wii moments where, like, motherfuckers are breaking TVs and shit.
Oh, that would hurt so much. You're like, oh, you get us.
Does she have, like, a badass TV?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says badass on the top.
Took some kids lunch money and shit.
It pocket checks me every time I go in there. Give your lunch money. Badass. It wears an American bandana.
It screams America while you're asleep too.
Oh man. You know, I forgot the
makes meth
Pledge
in your basement
song.
What?
I forget. What's the name of the song?
The Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance. I forgot the song.
Forgot the title, too?
Yeah. America. It's my first time here. Look, I remember it's like, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, from which it stands, one nation under God. And Canada.
I think I only really remember most of it because when we go to the King Games, they're always singing it.
I just haven't sung it in a long time.
Yeah. Oscar, I always
stand up for that.
Yeah.
You still remember the song? Sing it for us.
Sing it. Wait, yeah, well, yeah. Why all of a sudden you don't want to be Mr. Fucking America?
I don't know the Star Spangled Banner.
Fucking cover up what you want to do.
I don't know.
You have a Maradona cover? Yeah. Oh, no. He said the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. He can only sing Maradona covers. Sorry. And YOLO.
Hey, didn't you need to be a certain weight limit to be in that band?
That's why he's practicing. Look.
Secretly eating chips
and shit.
Dude, still denying that he ate hot fries. Scumbag.
Them teeth don't lie, and those teeth are red.
He's got like the like on his molar. They're still in there. How did those get there? I put them there. It's pepperoni. He says.
No,
it's not.
I saw it.
That's the only cool thing about like King Games, and they do the Pledge of Allegiance and shit like that. They do the Star Spangled Banner, but you have to stand and everything like that, and it's cool because every game they honor a veteran, like a veteran of war.
Jesus.
So they like it's always like a guy from came back from Iraq or something like that, and this dude gets bomb ass seats, and then like he gets like a standing ovation, and then literally like they'll introduce him again during the third period, and fucking like it just sounded like we scored a goal, like everybody's just going ape shit for him, everybody's high fiving him. So it's real cool to like have that experience because some guys are like nervous because they do it for their troop or they get invited, and some guys are super into it, so we're like they have to go like dressed in their uniform and they'll throw a jersey over and they're fucking high-fiving people and shit like that. It's real cool. So that's the only reason I remember it. I mean, I had to sit through the I don't want to be a dick, but I had to sit through the boring ass Canadian one when fucking the Kings played who the fuck was it?
Unfollow.
What the fuck is that? Dude,
Leo.
Leo, if you're listening, you got the ugliest Insta pickup right now.
So our friend Leo's having some fucking self issues right now.
Is that his actual hair?
What's the caption? What's the caption?
Nah, it's a wig, I bet. He posted, his caption is, "Happy birthday, Carlos." I don't think it's him, then. Is it him? Is this Leo?
Wait, what's the?
Happy birthday, Carlos.
Yeah, it is. It is Leo. Wait, let me see it. No, that's not Leo. That's Carlos. That's
never
right.
Mind.
Ugh, he's still ugly.
Erase. Well, yeah, there's this. Oh my God, he's fucking ugly.
That's one of the
he's
guys
fucking
who hates
ugly.
Me.
Huh?
Wait, who hates you?
He hates me. Solrak?
Why?
Because I told him I was going to take his girl once.
Mr. Steel girl? That's what you were?
And I did.
Ooh, twice. In the living room.
But he got mad and shit, but.
He's not as bad as, like, I walked up to, like other dudes, and or I walked up to, like, people that try to go out with Daisy and try to make them smell my fingers and shit. Like, I don't care.
Oscar.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
I'll show you in a bit.
So you didn't even finish with your review before we started fucking trailing off.
Well, yeah, I played The Walking Dead episode season 2, blah, 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 and it was good. No, it's, yeah. If you haven't played The Walking Dead game, you should play it. It's better than a TV show.
I do agree.
I think anything's better than the TV show because the TV show is fucking...
I like the TV show, but it's... At first. I think I just like it because I have to like it, maybe.
Why do you have to like it?
Because I really like the comic book.
You have to like the comic book?
I don't have to like the comic. Shit, I bought that shit a long time ago.
How do you feel being one of the exclusive first fans and now everything's
well,
ruined?
You know, it feels like everything else.
But, I mean... My way of thinking about it is if something is good and it's worth having a lot of fans for it.
You can't deny it's not a bandwagon.
Hell yeah.
It landed a TV show. like
that's how people knew. I remember when I first heard that they were going to put a TV show about it, I started posting about it. People would just be like, why do you like these zombie shit? Oh, it's picture Oscar time.
But, I mean, if like comic book had like a... big like marketing too that people like find out about that shit. I'm sure the comic book would be just as big, but people don't know about that. But since it's a TV show with commercials and everyone loves fucking TV, like they find out about the TV show, and I'm okay with
wrong.
Everyone being a fan.
You know how everybody found out about the Walking Dead TV show?
Netflix
just ruins everything.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, because I remember after the first season, a lot of people didn't watch it. And I remember I was hanging out with someone, and I was like, forgot we were talking about a. He was, I forgot. It was one of my friends I went to high school with. I don't think it was Chino, but it was another guy. We went to, I think I just ran into him, and he's like, what have you been doing? I was like, oh, I stuck up on The Walking Dead. And cause I had the comics before, and I remember that's like Yoko. I was reading the comics before, and I had a couple of like first issues, and then I was just told him, I was like, oh, you haven't seen it? He's like, no. And then fucking a week later, he's like, oh, he's all raving about it. I'm like, how the fuck did you hear about Netflix? I was like, oh. And that's when that wave kicked in. That wave of everybody just kicked in, like, I don't
Netflix!
Know.
So are you guys just gonna scope out future TV shows that you are gonna predict that are bandwagon shows?
Nah,
Supernatural's
a good TV show, but it's not a bandwagon for sure.
Oh, they have action figures?
Oscar wouldn't know what's at Hot Topic.
Damn, but aren't they like 10 years too late?
Yeah, dude, that show is fucking.
Well, I mean, Doctor Who is pretty old too.
I know. How did Doctor Who just blow up? Does that mean Netflix thing?
Netflix.
BBC America, you know, they started coming here. And I think the guy, people just thought he was hot. No.
Like any other thing, like, oh, yeah, like we talked about in the first episode, the fucking, what's his name? The fucking played Robin? Or wasn't fucking Robin those
oh,
in Batman?
Oh, we were talking about, yeah.
Fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
My boo?
Like, wait, we were talking about?
My bae?
Yeah, we were talking about, because remember, like, we liked his acting chops before.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, he wasn't hot. I'm like, oh, fucking, that's stupid.
Oh, yeah, they only like him because he's hot now, huh?
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
I fell in love with him in Third
Rock from
the
Sun.
I was like, oh, this kid's cool. I want to be
him. That kid
was
funny as fuck.
Even then, I was like, he's a cute little kid.
I want to have long hair like him.
And then fucking, was it 10 Things She Hates About Me?
Yeah, like, that was a great movie. Did you just click?
No, I think he blew up right after 300 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer.
Same shit.
I only know that because every fucking post, it's always every lonely bitch that wants that.
Lonely
and it's like,
bitch.
And don't they end up like, and it's always like a quote of something like, oh, like to beat it together for last. I'm like, you know what? The fuck up. Because the next week is going to be fucking Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I wish I could forget you. And then like anytime someone says that, I always think of fucking Brokeback Mountain. Just like, I wish I knew
like
how to quit you.
And
yeah.
I thought it was a great movie. So.
Every time I think of Brokeback Mountain, I think of the horses licking in the tent because the family guy.
I always think of Joe Rogan. I always think of Joe Rogan. He talks about like how he went to go watch that, and he's like, that was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Like, it's one of my favorite movies. He's like, I went stoned, and he's like, he smoked a joint and he ate like an edible. So he's like, I went body and soul. He said he was laughing so hard he was making dolphin sounds. But this is always funny though, because like I remember seeing it and I don't remember like that much of exaggeration of the I wish I knew how to quit you. And so I watched it with Daisy, and literally like when that happened, I was laughing for a straight 10 minutes, and that's all I remember now. I was just like, I wish I knew how to quit you. I was like, woo.
Max is so anti-drug. He just stopped. He just left the podcast because we started talking about.
Which is funny too, because what we were bonding over at first was fucking Cheech and Chong movies.
Like
I didn't leave for the.
I just left. You heard
apparently,
everyone.
Apparently, I'm not straight edge enough to move over.
What are you guys talking?
You don't have the side hair.
I don't have that comb going.
Nope.
Grew my hair out.
Yeah, he actually has a best friend in our EMT class.
What is this? What are you guys talking about? I just want to slice the pizza.
We're talking about how straight edge you are.
But that guy is cool from our EMT class. He is. Look, cool.
How is your EMT class going? Okay, one thing, I forgot to send you a message because I was telling him like about like he wanted like anatomy and like vessels and shit like that. I was surprised that he didn't know how to bloodlet or what bloodletting was or anything like that.
Nah, I don't know about
that. I was like, as much as horror movies that we talked about and filming shit, how do you not know that? But I'm pretty sure you've seen movies where they're done. I mean, the excellent source to get it.
I've seen him do it, but I don't know how it. Like
it's
how
simple.
The teacher was like, you don't just memorize it, you gotta understand how it works.
Yeah.
Like I just.
Did you use the trick?
And I'm like, I just accepted. And yeah, the trick works.
All right.
Thanks. That's EMT secrets. Oscar can know.
All right.
Oscar, like, I'll get the joke. I don't get it.
It was weird too, cause like when he was texting me about the EMT thing about like the I told him bloodletting and stuff.
Yeah.
I ended up watching some X-Files episode where this chick kills her dad. Or these two little girls. They're the Eves. Because, like, the cryogenics, they created the Adams and Eves. It was, like, 8 people, and they noticed that once they get to they have, I think, 6 extra chromosomes. Once they get to a certain age, they start going fucking insane.
Yeah.
So these little girls were created by Eve 8, I think, or Eve 6, who becomes, like, a scientist on some other shit. And it's funny because they bloodled the dad. So what they do is they cut into his jugular, and pretty much, like, when the heart beats, it works as a pump itself and pumps all his blood out. So that's what was funny. I was like, damn, dude, I could just send this for X-Files shit and it'll just learn shit.
Fuck. I used to watch it as a kid, though.
What's that TV show? It was kind of like The Twilight Zone, but it was on Fox. And
The Outer Limits?
The Outer Limits. That TV show is pretty cool.
Yeah. I love going back and watching, like, especially since it was raining. I went back and I was watching old Twilight Zones just to fucking just sit there. Because then, like, my TV would cut off. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking, that's how I remember it. Yeah.
DirecTV for you.
Yeah,
I
know.
I have the whole black and white box disc.
Woo! That's a good rainy day weekend right there.
It was awesome.
That's what I love about fuck. Was it New Year's? Is it New Year's? New Year's Eve is the.
It's like every holiday. I
yeah, New Year's Eve is like Twilight marathon. Zone marathon. Yeah.
Every fucking holiday.
Showed you some shit though.
you wanna bring out another topic from your list?
There's this guy that stabbed this other guy with the, what do you call it? With
this
the Legend
dick.
Of Zelda sword.
With the, oh yeah, well,
we saw
that happen.
Didn't we see one at Frankenstein's?
Yeah.
Because apparently this guy's girlfriend called his ex, his estranged husband.
Anytime estranged, okay,
he
someone's getting stabbed.
Himself. He's talking great to himself.
Estranged, some niggas getting stabbed.
Yeah, so I guess he started fighting and like arguing over her, so he pulled out his sword.
And he kept that shit medieval, okay?
And in the interview, he's like, you know, I'm a cosplayer, so I take my shit seriously. And my sword is a replica, so it's pretty dangerous. And I guess the guys in the hospital with serious shit, though. and then he just had, like, a like stitching on his head.
People
he
must give him the worst shit. Like, what happened to you? I got fucking stabbed. Like, oh, dude, by the way, like, fucking the
or it could be the coolest sword. Thing. Dude, I just got stabbed by Link.
That would be bad. That's something I'll be showing off.
Hey, the guy that stabbed him, was he fat?
He was like some. He's probably like 140 pounds. He wasn't fat.
I thought those fucking cosplayers are pretty big.
Cosplay.
I mean, I heard some creepy shit. My friend's fucking. I read something earlier. One of my friends fucking. I think I told you about it. I didn't tell Max. When I was reading into these Russian cosmonauts about how the early the Cold World,
Vitaly.
Everybody was trying to get to the moon first. And, like, how the USA or apparently America was sending monkeys and shit and, like, animals. But, like, the Russians were sending people.
That's
so,
racist.
Like, apparently there's, like, a transmission. And I didn't get the transmission until my friend fucking sent me it at fucking 4 in the morning, and I heard it and scared the living shit out of myself. But there's a maybe there's documentation. There's documentation of these Russian astronauts getting picked up by Czech Republic radio back in, I think, the 60s or 50s. And they're in atmosphere. They're on their trip, and they're talking about, oh, the pressure stabilizing, everything's good, everything's good. It's about like a 2-minute long conversation. Cut to 2 days later, and it's fucking audio of them screaming to death. Like, you know, we're forgotten. No one's gonna fucking know about us. You know, they're gonna overlook us. We're dead. Fuck. And just them screaming until you hear inevitably that I think something blows up and they die. But they were saying that something blew up from the inside, so they're trying to say it was sabotage. I didn't think you could find audio about this, so I don't know if it was the real audio or anything else like that. My friend sent me and I listened to it, and it's like my friend sent me an audio link. I was thinking like, oh, it's gonna be a song or something. And I woke up like at 4 a.m. just to, you know, fucking just to wake up.
I would have not woken up for anything.
Yeah, dude. Like I woke up and I listened to that, and I was just like, ooh, it was as bad as like when I heard the what schizophrenia people hear in their mind at like fucking 1 a.m. and I was like, oh, this is fucking gnarly.
You know that script that I was writing?
Yeah.
I actually like watched a bunch of like schizophrenic
people,
like videos. Yeah, it's like to get.
You know, I know someone who's schizophrenic.
You know someone?
Yeah, Jessica's a Tori. My sister, her aunt's schizophrenic. Ironic. We had a band called Schizophrenic at the time. We played her birthday party, and we couldn't say we were schizophrenic.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's a good band, you know.
We are skiing on ice.
Oh, I like to ski. I got voices in my head.
So did you think of anything? Did you find anything creepy to talk about?
No, but you ever notice that when you think of like the scariest thing you've ever think about, you think about all the other scary shit?
Yeah, is it always at night?
Guys, like, stop! Oscar's gonna start crying. Oscar's gonna start crying.
I remember when I was little kid, I would have dreams where like these demons they'll hold me down and say, "If you blink, we'll tear off your face." So like, shit, I'm gonna blink. They tear off my face.
Don't blink. Don't blink.
I've had the same reoccurring dream since I was like 6. I think it stopped when I was in high school. It was a dream of like me being some type of scientist. And someone chick, I know, fucking far-fetched dream. Some chick, like, injected someone guy with some serum, and he melts. And it's like, as I got older, my dream became more detailed to where, like, I can see this guy's bones, muscle structure, everything just melt in front of my eyes. And, like, I don't know if you have dreams where you can smell shit. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I could smell burning flesh, and I could smell this. And, like, I'm tripping out on it, and then I look over because it's like, oh, we're moving on. Because like, to them, it's nothing. And then I look back, and the motherfucker's gone, and then all of a sudden, there's zombies eating everybody. And I don't know. I think it was because it started because I was terrified of that Area 51 game.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, that's what just – it reminded me of that. So I've had that dream for fucking years already now.
You ever have a dream where you get – like, you feel the pain?
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a dream I got shot in the chest, and I woke up like, ow, it's not there.
I had a dream some shit dude hurts. That was, like, burned. Like,
yeah.
Burned to crisp, like, rotting flesh. His dog was eating me while I was alive. Like, he was eating me on my front lawn.
Gross.
And, like, he ripped my stomach open, and I swear to God, I could feel, like, my innards being eaten out. It was gross.
Somehow you were hard when you woke up.
Well, this is new.
And I forgot my dream.
How about you, Max? Wait, has any of you guys ever, like, had sleep paralysis?
Yeah. I get them every other month or something.
You really think it's someone holding you down? But
I've noticed if I start squinching my face, like it helps me wake up.
Yeah, is it?
Like I start doing
this.
You
still get the thing that like isn't they say sleep paralysis when someone's holding you down or something like that?
It's like it feels like you're to me a lot of people say it feels like there's like something on their chest holding them down. To me, it just feels like I'm awake but I can't move my body at all.
Isn't that an old wives' tale too? They used to say is like if you feel like there's something on your chest and you can't give up, it's a demon sitting on your chest.
Yeah, they would say it was a demon sitting on your chest.
Oscar, is there any demon sitting on your chest?
Oscar, you ever had a sleep paralysis?
Yeah, let's hear it, Oscar.
Hey, would you let a girl shit on your chest?
Fuck no, I wouldn't have a girl.
Fuck yeah.
How long did it take you to answer that, dude? That took too long.
He's thinking about Marisol.
How big is that ass down? That's what he would say.
You chili dogger?
How big is that ass down? Damn lips, though.
What about you? You ever had sleep paralysis? Anything creepy?
I've never had sleep paralysis. I've only like lucid dream. Like I don't know.
Lucid dream?
Yeah.
Sure wasn't wet?
No, it wasn't wet. I tell you it was wet, but it wasn't.
What'd you dream about?
The first time was like in middle school. I think I like those days I would purposely like miss like days of sleep, like nights of sleep. I think just playing Xbox or some shit. And then I just dreamt. But I was dreaming, like, I just walked out of my house.
Because like, I thought, like, when I woke up, I thought I really did, like, wake up in the middle of the night and just went outside. And then it just felt weird. I was like, it feels real. And then I wasn't so sure. And then, I don't know, I was just walking around my block.
You
I
never
was,
fly was the first in time. Lucid dreams?
You told me that. You told me, like, how come you never, like, try to fly? And then, like, I thought about it. I was like, fuck, I should have tried to fly. But no, the most
just,
recent
you
one.
You tried to fly and you just fell on your face. You can't even fly in your dream.
I was awake.
I remember I had a dream where, like, I was lucid dreaming. So, like, oh, shit, I'm awake. And so I started flying so fast that my skin ripped off and I just woke up. Like, I was, like, I over did. Speed. She was tight.
You're waving at jets and shit?
Like, fuck! And I went to space and my skin ripped off and I woke up. I was like, that was pretty tight.
I know dreams are too real. I know dreams are too fake. Or like, I know it's a dream when I start getting shit I know I shouldn't get. Yeah. Like I was at a King game and I bought a jersey. I'm like, this shit never happened. And fucking like, I had a dream. I was on the ice with them. I was like, this shit never happened. Like, get all mad and shit because I wake up. I'm like, I'm still gonna be broke and not on the ice when I wake up.
I make like horror movies in my dreams. Like was like.
Oh, I have the best movie dreams.
I've reenacted horror movies in my dream. Like that fucking. Yeah. I reenacted fucking the birds. And I just reenacted as a fucking just like gun-toting American. Like, I was just shooting birds and then fucking...
You should have had, like, rice. Like, start throwing rice everywhere.
Start that shit myself. They didn't tell you the true story of the birds. Some guy, old guy was just feeding birds. Just went ape shit.
My uncle once, like, put a string. Miguel. Our uncle Miguel's dad. Miguel Sr. He, like, put string and, like, rice on the street. And when pigeons came... And they started eating it. He pulled the rope and like tied one to one of their legs. He tried to fly away. He pulled him back down with the string.
Fucked up.
He's walking around with this like.
He's like, fuck flying kites and flying pigeons and shit.
He's flying a pigeon. Pigeon pet.
How pimp is that though? Like pick up on a bitch like.
I caught a pigeon.
And that's how he met Miguel's mom.
Hey bitch, you like birds?
You like birds, bitch? I'll show you the world.
The next step after that is to try to put a GoPro on a bird.
That'd be pretty cool.
You see the GoPro?
I think he put a GoPro on an eagle once.
They put a GoPro on the fucking cat toys, like a cat ball or some shit like that. I remember there's some cat like there's they put a because they put one on like a. I forgot what it was because you can just see a cat like diving towards the ceiling. It was super dope and comes really close.
Oh, just smacks the shit out of it.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
You seen that cat fucking smack that little cat in a top hat?
He doesn't watch cat videos. He hates cats.
It's funny as fuck.
Cats.
It's like it's a small ass kitten with like a top hat on, and like it must be like this big. It's just super fucking small, and a big ass cat just comes crack and knocks the hat off and everything.
Yo, bitch.
It's fucked up. I want to get an orange cat. I think I'm gonna get one.
Tabby. Like a tabby?
Well, I saw they were called tiger cats.
Tiger cats?
Max's old case, the PL, over I heard.
Oh, yeah. That was cat. I had two. I had a kit and I had a cat.
Kit doesn't pee all over the place?
Kit doesn't pee all over the place. Cat did, but that was just because she was being rebellious and wanted to.
She was in those stages?
Why didn't you put her? You should have grabbed her from the neck and be like, no!
You can't do cats. Like, you can't grab cats. Like, you can grab a dog because they see the fear.
Dog is like, shit!
But the cats, like, they'll fight back no matter what, even if they're scared of death.
Smack a cat. Like, I mean, not fucking smack.
And that's why I don't have cats.
I will throw stuff at my cat, like, because they like to, like, scratch the couch. And I, like, throw shit at her just to scare them off. And they knew, like, they saw, I was, like, watching them. They knew, like, oh, they're going to get it. But you can't, like, grab it because they'll just, like, they'll jump on your back and then just, like, start, like, clawing you.
Ooh, I think if I had a cat, I'd probably punch it.
No, like you it'll can't, die. You can, like, no matter what, like, you
I just declaw it.
Shit at you.
Huh? You just declaw it.
I wear a sweater.
That's
kind of
fucked up, though, declawing
a
cat, I think.
It's like taking, like the tongue out of a dog.
Huh?
You ever heard, like, people, like, take out tongues for dogs?
Why?
No, I never heard of that.
How do they live? They sweat through their tongue.
Not like down the street of my house. there's no, there were no tongue dogs, but that was like when I was a kid.
That's weird. I never heard of that.
That was a myth.
I think that's just some shit where they tell you like
they just saw Max and like you know what? He's gonna fall for it.
We gotta go gravedig. We gotta go gravedig the dog's casket. And we gotta find out.
No matter what, the tongue's not gonna be there, Max.
Curated by now, dude.
When you die, you still have a tongue.
Nah. Yeah, that was the Simpsons. It was a metal tongue, dude.
Metal tongue. Don't you die with a tongue? What the fuck?
Like, a tongue is flesh.
Does it fall out?
It decomposes, dude.
The bugs eat it.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
You don't know.
I have an EMT class. I'm learning anatomy. I know this shit.
Don't you have one too, Yoko?
Huh?
But he's failing.
I have common sense.
That's not common sense. That's something.
It's common sense that when you die, all your flesh decomposes.
I didn't know it was flesh.
How do you? What the? That's
gonna prove it. It's gonna prove it's flesh.
Isn't it flesh, Oscar?
Yes, it's flesh and all.
Damn, that was the most charismatic I've ever heard of him.
No, again, talking about America.
No, talk about
Ron Paul
bitches and like being in the kitchen and shit. That was his drop.
That's
time
just an act, though. When Oscar's with a girl, he's with a girl. It's all an act. When he's with a girl, he's like, "Baby, you want me to make you a sandwich?" I've seen
hot
it.
Hot or cold, bitch. I'm microwaving.
His girlfriend's birthday party once. Baby, baby.
Quieres pozole, baby?
He's like, kisses, moo boo. Smooches.
Kisses, moo boo.
Oscar used to fucking bust like 2 hours to see his girlfriend.
Not only that, he would go like 40 minutes to go see some girl named Jenny in Hawthorne.
Damn.
And I've seen him. He's like, get that shit straight.
I used to walk her from Daisy's house at night. It's like a, that's
bro,
like
Oscar's a punk bitch. He won't walk anyone. He won't even walk himself.
Oh, dude,
he drove to
high school. I was trying to tell him that we can take him to go see Orange Eyes.
Let's go see
okay,
him.
Okay, for those of you, I mean, I'm pretty sure two people know who this is. Orange Eyes is something I thought it was my dad's folk story. And it pretty much is a guy that chased my dad. He had orange eyes, apparently.
Where?
Evergreen Cemetery, by the Evergreen Cemetery.
What?
By the Evergreen Cemetery. But I debunked something that a lot of fucking dumbass drunk kids are always like, oh, there's fucking music playing in the cemetery. If you fucking walk there when I would walk there, like when I'd walk to go see my girlfriend or like walk home, I'd walk there like fucking 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Most people don't know, places that make tortillas open at fucking 2, start at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to have fresh tortillas by like 5 or 6. So a lot of people, I guess, that were walking on the opposite side of the cemetery, they always thought when they were hearing music, like when they were, it's just, it was a tortilla factory. They're bumping cumbias at fucking 3 in the morning. So, the fuck is distracting everything over here?
I'm sharing pictures of Oscar.
Oh, God.
Send them to me.
So pretty much, like, I debunked that. But, like, yeah, there's this thing that, like, I'm not the only, I'm you know, I didn't think I was, wait, I won't see. Fuck. Who's that?
Cock blocking star on the nipple. That's what it is.
So much vindictive. All right, so there's this entity apparently that chases young. I don't know if it's young kids, because some guys I know that older than me saw it.
Find out.
Yeah, it chased my dad. It chased my dad down Cesar Chavez until he hit. It was Brooklyn. Should have fucking stood Brooklyn.
Is this a supernatural thingy?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It's
Sam and Dean.
Get the Winchesters going. It fucking chased me. It scared the living shit out of me, but. The same thing happened. I got to Cesar Chavez and it backed off. Like, I got to Soto and it, as soon as it hits light, you know, kind of backs off you. And then, but apparently, some kid I knew, it stood outside his window because he said that he was like, he wasn't drunk or anything like that. It was a school night and he fucking freaked because he just woke up. I think something was his little brother and he lives on the second story. And he looked out the window and he just saw some fucking hooded thing outside. And he's like, oh, just like, you know, and he still there's cholos. So he thought it was just cholos. Fucking turns around. The eyes are just glowing. Fucking, he just slammed, like, you can't slam a window. Like, you fucking, like, I don't know how hard you are, like, pulling down curtains, because that's all he did. And I guess he just turned on all the lights and just that was it. Just stood up the whole night. Like, I mean, with me, it's like, I live far. Fuck it. I'm fine. Like, I mean, motherfucker disappeared in my backyard. I mean, Mitchell said he saw some white guy, like, some all white figure in my backyard. Like, I mean, Daisy saw a fucking construction worker and in the backyard. And the next day, I saw him sitting on the counter when I was making breakfast. Like, I walked in where I'm sitting right now. I walked in and I looked and I just saw a motherfucker sitting there and I was like, oh, didn't think anything of it. And then I kept walking and I looked back and it was still there. I was like,
okay,
I just kept walking.
I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. Daisy saw, like, I was making breakfast one morning and Daisy and I saw a hand, like, trying to open the door.
La mano peluda?
Like, it was strange because we have a white screen door you can see through as soon as the sun hits it. And it was around like 9 or 10 in the morning, and I was making breakfast. We're standing here, and I caught her staring at something. And I was like, "Oh, maybe it's like there's a dog outside or something like that." And then I like right away I looked, and I kind of just looked at each other like, "Did you see that?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I'm closing the door." I walked. I looked outside. Looked all around. Nothing. I mean, Daisy saw a dude walk out of my room, like a guy, like a shadow, just walk straight out of my room in mid like during the day.
Oscar will start packing up.
I can't watch the
Oscar ain't gonna come to next piece of night now. He's terrified.
dude, in Nicaragua, that's the scariest time I've ever been scared of, like, because they tell you all these scary-ass stories, and, oh, they're just trying to scare me. Because they told me, like, oh, there's a wagon at night that just, that it rides alone, right? So I woke up at 4 in the morning once over to Nicaragua, and I looked through the window, and there's a fucking wagon, like a wagon just riding in the street. And I was like, oh, shit. And then, because no one, like, over there, no one's out at night because they're, like, all these superstitious shit. Or they'll be, like, the next-door neighbor, there's a witch there. And at night, you'll hear, like, an old lady screaming, like, ah! Like shit like that. Or
that just people crazy.
No, because our the next door from my mom's house in Nicaragua, it's just like an abandoned movie theater. So like they said,
let's
like
go buy it.
Huh?
Let's go buy it.
No. Right, that's creepy out. Though, yeah.
Like there's some scary shit over there though, or like
I believe
or like I remember cause over there you have to go to in my house in Nicaragua, you have to go to the backyard, which is like a fucking forest to go use the restroom at night.
Ooh.
So it's like
look at Oscar just like
fuck. So it's fucking scary as fuck. And like I'll see lights there, like just glowing shit. Or like I'll see eyes, like at least I thought it was eyes, but it's fucking scary as fuck.
You should be writing this
that's
down.
Why they, that's why everyone has pans over there. Like they're like, oh, I'm not gonna use a restroom at night. I got a pee pan down here. Like
that's why you have a pan in your room.
Nah, I have a bottle.
You're just lazy.
Cause well my house, my room's in the back of the house, so I have a designated pee bottle and I throw it away.
You drink it just in case.
And I drink it to get my energy back.
You put it in the apple juice bottle.
I heard a story that like about somewhere in Mexico that you can't go out like once it's dark because there's like witches that come steal your kid.
And apparently
that the next morning when you wake up there's like kids like desecrated hanging from trees, and like and some chick told
Sam?
Me that, like she wasn't believing it, and then she went over there and it shit happened to her. Like she didn't get none of her brothers or anything, but like she said that when they woke up in the morning like their door was like torn to shreds and like someone was trying to get in. And there was just, like, human remains, like, all over the village. And I was like, I'm fucking gone. Like, anybody could have said, oh, that could have been the cartel or it could have been this. Like, it's still the superstition that there's something unknown out there that scares the living shit out of people. I mean, I don't know. Just maybe more watching too much X-Files.
El Chapo.
Is he still? Did they catch his ass?
Yeah, he's... I don't know. I don't really follow it.
Daisy told me he's going to get out. Like, Daisy said that's like the first time they caught him. And then I talked to a couple of other people. And
yeah, everyone said he was going to get out, but... They should just bring him to the U.S. He won't get out here.
Oh, because they're trying to extradite him and they won't let him.
Yeah.
I'll say, like, I don't know. Good?
That's my uncle.
It's everybody's uncle, apparently.
I'm glad I'm not Mexican. El Chapo.
I don't know that nigga.
Nicaragua doesn't have their own, like, cartel?
No, Nicaragua is America's bitch. United States bitch.
I thought that was Cuba.
That, too. La Mara Nunca Para.
Well, shut the fuck up.
You never seen their documentary on
gangland?
Yeah.
Isn't it the most dangerous gang in the world or some shit like that?
Or wasn't it the Armenians or whatever?
No, it was that one.
Or I mean the Arabians or well, I don't even know.
I heard the Yakuza is a woman.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, dude. They're fucking Asians are ruthless, especially her. You saw how they do their tattoos?
Nah.
They do them old school style, so it's like the hammering technique.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, dude. But they do, like, they start from, like, their foot and Achilles all the way up. And, like, I was, like, I remember when I first got tattooed, I looked at my cousin's shop, and they had a Samoan guy there, and I was, like, I'm fucking too down to do that. They get tattooed like that? That'd just be fucking gnarly. But I need someone who knows how to work it. Because I saw some dude, one of the accuser guys, like,
yeah.
His whole back, and I was, like, that's fucking gnarly. It's, like, how much fucking precision do you have to be with that?
Dealing with the needle, too?
I know, dude, like, especially.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Mal you wouldn't get tattooed like that? Too much pain, or?
I would. It's just still fuck that shit.
I don't think I have the patience.
Yeah, like, you'd be there for a while.
I want my tattoo right now. Like when I get a tattoo, I want it like in one session, like.
One what do you fucking? What do you, Oscar's over here nodding with his two shitty
Oscar's
tattoos.
Oscar's got like
right?
Two stencil tattoos.
I got three stencil tattoos.
Ooh. What do you have?
X.
Oh, okay. I thought you had. I thought the X was just one piece.
I saw Wally, Walter from
Running Out
his Instagram. He has like the same three X's
on his
spine,
back.
Like on my. But I haven't mine on my leg. It's like we googled the same X.
I haven't got mine yet. So.
Well, it's a pretty basic X. That was a generic. Yeah. What is it? The school
hurts.
Huh?
Yours
yeah.
Hurt?
Yeah. Varsity.
A lot.
Wait, did mine what?
Your tattoo hurt?
Only on like in the bottom part. All right. Like
I'm good.
You gonna get yours in the back leg?
I'm getting the same one.
Jealous, Oscar? No one else wants to get a matching ABA tattoo.
Getting out of the alphabet because it should end now.
ABC, though. With dough at the end.
Me and Yoko can get matching MCR tattoos.
MCR, though. I already have an MCR tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, it's on my foot. It's with a spider. Yeah.
Okay. He got it.
I just thought you were really into Spider-Man.
I got it because it was $20.
When he wears it with his Toms, it shows off.
I know.
I don't have Toms anymore. They rip too fast.
Damn, you can't show off your tattoo no more.
Now I always hate that.
When I have sex, people can see it.
Just peel it off and put it on your shoulder.
Dude, I hate that shit. Like the fucking the Instagram morning girl post. Their fucking tea and cigarette and their foot tattoos.
Yeah.
No, I never get that in black and white. Like it's just
you know what I hate? The legs in a bathtub post.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the fucking two boiled hot dogs.
Yum, 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 yum. There's like there's a gallery where it says spot the difference which is the legs and which are the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
They're really hard to spot. Like, oh, shit.
Is there any other topics we could talk about?
I don't know. I saw something that kind of bothered me, and I wanted to get your take on it. I know Yoko might have a somewhat of the same stance as me, but you're a little bit more open. We all know Nico.
Yeah.
Phil Sutter, right?
Nico, yeah.
And we all know how he kind of dresses certain ways and stuff like that, the fucking short shorts and everything like that.
Okay.
We know him as our friend Nico, so he's a friend. We know, like, oh, I know him like that, but I know, like, his sense of humor. I saw something recently that just, like, made me laugh, but kind of annoyed me at the same time, because... getting a lot of shit from fucking vegan straight edge kids.
Okay.
And it's just simply because I fucking said something like, I mean, fucking this nation was founded on meat, but I was tripping out because some dude that was giving me shit about how I look and always wearing hockey jerseys and shit, which I thought was gay. I'm like, why the fuck are you trying to call out my attire? Like, is that some insult to me? I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
This dude's, I made fun of him and it was funny because I just... Like, it's different than Nico, maybe just because we know him, but this guy is literally in fucking, like, schoolboy shoes, like the shit you'd wear at a primary school. Socks pulled up to his fucking knees, fucking, like, literally booty shorts, with, like, a collared shirt tucked in to where you can see it under the booty shirt with the XVX, like, patch. And I was like, is this like, this weird representation of, like, I don't know, like, is this supposed to be cool? Like, yeah. I didn't get it. Like,
To go back to the Nico and the short shorts and this guy... Before that came a time of a man called Remy. He's one of my friends. It's vegan straight edge.
It's not Remy, right?
Huh?
It's not the other Remy, right?
The one I told you like about like bikes.
I thought you meant Deadly Wish Remy.
No, not Deadly Wish Remy. No, my friend Remy, like, he's like ultimately like the one who actually introduced me to a lot of the straight edge music. I don't get it.
Max getting mad. I don't get it. I don't get it. That was funny. Guys.
I don't get mad.
Continue.
I thought you knew that.
Continue.
Fuck, was it?
Remy, straight edge man?
No.
He introduced you to a bunch of straight
edge shorts.
Yeah, he wore like the shortest shorts like known to mankind. So to me, like
I didn't get it was a trend though. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm just hating on
the harder you are, the shorter
your shorts
are.
Right?
Well, I used to wear like really short pants shorts just when I would go biking though. Just cause, like,
hey, he's one of them fucking, one of those guys you just want to hit with your car. Those are the guys that fucking, I have fucking all control of the road. Like, no, you don't, bitch. You're in two wheels in a small frame and I can easily kill you. Like,
but look. That's always.
I'm Mexican and I follow my roots. I fucking.
They're comfortable though, like to bike, like really short shorts.
I mean, I wear basketball shorts to play drums, but that's different. Yeah.
I wear the shorts that are above my knee.
You wear the shans, nigga.
Okay, fuck it. Call
I wear basketball shorts when I masturbate. Will.
You masturbate?
Yeah, nah, I masturbate.
He's
naked.
He's wearing his attire right now.
Oh, with the sleeves pulled up too.
Masturbation and sex.
That's how he bones.
When I'm in bed, I'm naked.
With a hoodie on.
With the what?
With the hoodie on.
Naked with the hoodie on.
With the hood on too.
Like, no, right. I can't sleep with like clothes at all.
His name's Hooded Justice. That's it.
Hoodie hood.
He's like, wait, babe, hoodie I got two hoods. It'd be like that guy, like, you take off your clothes and there's a set of clothes under it.
Nah, I got my suck my dick.
All right, well, anything else you guys want to talk about?
Should we just wrap it up?
All right, one thing I want to know, after tonight's episode, we will be making a Facebook and a Twitter.
Okay.
So we need feedback on those. Any guys that that listen to us and give us feedback, they need to rate our episodes too.
That's true.
Because if you don't have any ratings, your shit don't show up on iTunes apparently. Okay. That's what I saw. So my girlfriend pulled that up. So if anybody who's listening, make sure to rate it. That's you too, Oscar. I know.
Yeah.
Rate it, motherfucker, because you're in like four of them. And
we would love to hear feedback.
Yeah, you can just send us shit or just just simple feedback.
One day we could take.
I'll make the Instagram. You
guys, because the reason I want to do that, the feedback, so we can just take viewer questions.
Yeah,
just,
we could, I'd love to do a question.
Yeah, because a lot of people like to comment on the little shit that we chime in on, and we can just clarify some shit, talk some shit, and just do whatever we want.
Let's make this shit seriously.
Also, anybody wants pizza? I'm actually taking orders.
Are you really?
So during pizza nights, you can come pick up pizza, say hi on the podcast, and do everything. Because I talked about it. Randy was talking about it. How that he's like, hey, if I put in an order, do you think, you know, you'd fucking make me something? I'm like, dude, tell anybody that, and I'll make pizza. It doesn't matter. Like, they bring the shit, or if they're paying for me for it, I'll go get it, and then I'll make them whatever they want, and just come pick it up and pay me.
Sorry.
So
what's it called?
It's still going to be called Light the Lamp Pizza. We're going on the hockey theme, but it's a little different since it's not the usual people that I thought it was going to be when we first kind of had this thing drawn up. But it doesn't matter. So it's still good friends and good pizza, apparently, because you guys like it.
I'm also doing a pizza order too. forget Nick's. Come to my house. I got a microwavable pizza
and Lunchables.
Much faster.
Oh, dude, I was grossed out. I found a hair in my Lunchable. And the sauce.
Hairs don't really bother me. I just pick them up.
I was just thinking, like, how does a hair get in a packed sauce?
Like,
and whose hair is it? Because it was short.
Like the other day, I opened up a brand new. Baby wipes, and there's like a hair in there. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
who got to this before me?
Who wiped their ass before me?
Not me.
Baby wipes, so yeah, so keep it clean.
I use baby wipes.
Yeah, so.
Tight. I don't like.
I like baby wipes.
I was saying, like, I was texting my girlfriend. I was like, the luxury of having a bathroom in the back room is fucking awesome.
Dude, every time I wipe my ass with baby wipes, I'm like, if a girl just ate me out right now in the butt, I'm clean.
Lick that beehole. Lick that beehole.
I'm good to go.
Are you open to that?
We were talking about that before we went on.
Yeah, that's only when I get married.
All right.
That's if my wife wants to do it, she'll can do it.
Saving the brown taint for the ring.
Oscar's already lost that.
Butthole. That's the first thing. He's already on all fours.
wait. He had his butthole licked, or he licked someone's butthole?
Both. You never licked a girl's butthole, Oscar? Yes, I have.
Say it again, Oscar. Say it again.
Yeah, I have. I'm boring.
You heard it first. He licks ass.
So if any girls out there like to lick buttholes,
Oscar Torres.
No man.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, yeah. So tune in next week, and hopefully we'll have our sites up.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.